Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. We back live once again. I'm putting them on Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. I'm your host, Crazy Mo Blood Dino, with my co-host, Miss Kimmy Simone.
What's up?
Tonight's calling number is 347-633-9265. 347-633-9265. For everybody online, www.blogtalkradio.com/ Put Them On Blast Radio. That's PUTEM On Blast Radio. And if you want to get on iTunes, you know, we're on iTunes and podcast. Just add an extra slash and add podcast. And, you know, it's all good. But I want to give love to everybody that's been tuning in. Much love to all the artists that's been calling in. You know, shout outs to UNG Radio. You know, Bipolar, Naked, YFK, you know, everybody. Much love to Raw Dog Music Camp. Everybody out there, much love. But on tonight's show, you know, we got 916 Footer, Brown Sugar, 916 Footer out of Sacramento. You know, this is the first time I've known her. You know, I ain't going to lie. You know, I haven't really heard her music until now. But when I heard her music, man, she raw, y'all. You know, she's a raw female out of Sacramento. And y'all talking about people on the west side, you know, is you know, ain't got no good rappers, but they really do. See what I'm saying? And this is one of them right here. And this is Brown Sugar, and I'm going to introduce her to the show. Brown Sugar, say what's up to everybody. Put them on Blast Radio.
What's popping? What's popping, everybody? Thanks for tuning in.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Let everybody know the background on who you are. Who's the female behind the artist?
Okay. Well, like you said, I'm from Sacramento, representing all the females up out here doing it. I've been in the game for a long time. My background is pretty much just rocking open mics, poetry. That's what I really started out doing. I'm a slam poet. So if anybody is, you know, familiar with the slam, you know, that's a, you know, a very competitive field of music. Pretty much. So, you know, I've competed in a lot of slams. I've done a lot of shows. I've worked with artists all across, you know, the United States, and I get love from everybody. So I just really appreciate, you know, all of the support from my peoples and my families holding me down through this process, because if you're not really familiar with making an album with what goes entail into that, It's strenuous, and when you're the captain of the ship, don't nobody, you know, want to hear nothing but the finished product. So at the end of the day, I'm happy with what I came out with.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And what made you pick up a microphone and decide on start rapping?
You know what? I've been performing live way longer than I've been recording, and that's to my big mama, my grandmother, rest in peace. It was like she put the fear of God in me when I was a little kid at like 7 to sing in a church choir. And, you know, it's like, okay, if you don't practice this song, you can't go out and play. So as long as I can remember, I've always been an artist my whole life.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up. That's what's up. And right now, can you give out your information to everybody who want to connect with Brown Sugar 916 Footer?
Yeah, well, my album is it's still on CD Baby, it's on iTunes and all of that. It's Brown Sugar 916 Footer on all the sites. You can hit me up on Facebook. That's really me talking and answering back. So hit me up on there. And the name is always the same. You know, SoundCloud, on Reverb Nation, YouTube, you know, whatever. Just holler at me and connect with me. I'm always down to collab with artists.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And let everybody know, you know, a couple albums or mixtapes that you're working on or what you got in process right now.
Okay. The mixtape right now is called Queen Kong. And basically it's in a mixtape format. But I know you know, you heard the album. All the music is original. So my album, you know, I'm basically trying to drop something every 9/16. You know, so the next album is going to be called The Queen Arrives. And so on and so on after that.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And I want to ask you, what do you and don't you like about this music industry?
Oh, wow. You got about 2, 3, 4 hours.
So, and no matter if it's major or underground.
I mean, as far as major and underground, I hate to throw them both under the same bus, but as a female artist, and I tell this to all my upcoming artists, you got to take control of your project. You got to have your own creative control, no matter how long it takes you. Grind it out. You know what I mean? Work part-time jobs. Do what you got to do. Gray hair, same sex, whatever the fuck you got to do. You know what I mean? Because as a female, a lot of cats that I work with or people hook me up with, and these are, like, major artists, they feel like you got to, like, give up the goods. You know what I mean? To get your name, to just get in the door. You got to be sleeping with somebody, kicking it with somebody, and that's just not me. That's not my thing. If that's your thing, well with it. That's not me. And if you want to be taken seriously and demand and command your respect, you got to do your own thing, for real. You got to grind it out your way, yourself. That's what I don't really like about the game, but what I love is the fans and the people that, you know what I mean, to see my grind and my hustle and say, you did the damn thing yourself. You did that, and I respect that. That love right there makes it well worth everything I went through putting the album together.
That's what's up. You guys heard it first right here. Out the mouth of Brown Sugar, 916 Foot Up. Put them on blast radio, your number one West Coast to the radio station. But right now I want to get into a quick break, and I want you to introduce the song right here off your album, Queen Kong, and it's track number 2. I do believe it's called Tip It Up. Let everybody know the concept behind this track.
The concept behind the Tip It Up is like we just tip it up to life, you know, through the good times, the bad times. You have to really realize this is your one and only life, and you got to live that shit to the fullest, and you got to smash hard. Don't let nobody take that smile up off your face. Go around the world one time with your smile on your face, if it ain't nothing with your neighborhood, and just go smash hard for yours. So that's pretty the concept, me paying homage to my city and everybody that helped me to get to where I'm at. You know what I mean? We just tip it up to life.
That's what's up. You guys heard it first right here on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. Brown Sugar, Tip It Up.
Yeah.
We tip it up. We tip it up. We tip it up. We tip it up. We tip it up.
Yeah. We back live on Put 'Em On Blast Radio. That right there was Brown Sugar 916. Footer, tip it up. It's all good. You know, much love to her. Big ups. But 916 Footer, you still there with us? Hello, 916 Footer, you still there with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, it's all love. I want to ask you right now, is there any shout-outs that you might want to give out right now?
Oh, wow, yes, I do, and hopefully I don't leave anybody out. I want to shout-out everybody that helped me on this project. Money T, The Truth, that's my homegirl. She got a mixtape out, too. MapQuest, cop that. A-Politician, you know, just really helped me hold the project down. Emo, JG, G-Ball, oh, my God, Half Pint, Devious. Oh, my goodness, I feel like I'm missing so many people right now. May G. Okay, I'm drawing a blank.
It's all good. You know, I know it's a lot of people to name. You know, big up to all of them. Shout out to everybody.
I give a shout out to everybody for the production. Mr. Martini, shout out to him. Everybody that just helped me with the beats and gave me the player price. You know, cats, they usually sell their beats for $500. They was letting me, you know, do it for $100, $150 just because they was stealing me. And Mr. Blapp, got to give it up for my boy. Everybody just really helped me down. I really appreciate my city for what I came up with.
That's what's up. And right now, before we get into a caller, I want to ask you, is there a positive message that you can give to all the young upcoming artists and young entrepreneurs coming up in the industry right now?
Yes, Chef. The best advice I can give everybody is the advice that my moms gave me when I was grinding it out. As long as you stay down, you're bound to always come up. It don't matter how long it takes. It don't matter who hating on you. It doesn't even matter. As long as you believe in yourself and really put that in your heart and your mind that you could do the damn thing, can't nobody stop you. Nobody. And always keep that in your heart, whether it's starting your own business or, you know, working for somebody else. Keep grinding it out till you get to where you want to be. No matter how long it takes, keep on keeping on.
That's what's up. It's all good. Those are words from Brown Sugar. And right now we're going to get into the first caller. Caller, you're live with Brown Sugar 916 Footer. Say what's up. Hello,
yeah,
caller.
Yeah. Oh, hi.
Hello,
hi.
What's going on? Say what's up to Brown Sugar. Say what's going on.
What's happening?
You got a quick question you might want to ask her?
Yeah, I want to ask her what made her come up with the name Queen Kong.
Well, being that when you hear the album, you'll kind of understand my style is kind of like raw and it's beastly, kind of like, you know, uncut. Everybody say I like beat on my chest and growl on the mic when I spit. I kind of like morph into somebody else because if you hear my regular voice tone, it's nothing like my rap tone. So it's like on some Queen Kong smashing type of stuff. Plus, I'm 6 feet tall as well.
That's what's up. And call it right now while we got you on the line before we get to the next call. Is there anything you might want to put on blast at this time, no matter what it is or who it is?
Go, Shaq. That's what's up.
Yeah, baby.
It's all good, caller. Stay online. I thank you for calling in. Next caller. What's going on, caller?
Hey.
You live with Brown Sugar. Say what's going on.
What's up, Brown Sugar? This is Rhonda's Beautiful. This is Brown Sugar's cousin. You know, I do videos for her, and I dance. And I just want to say, you know, congrats, girl, because the CD is slamming. You know, she's doing it positive. She's putting Sacramento on the map for the females. Girl, I'm so proud of you. I just had to call in and say something about that. They not knowing, but, you know, y'all going to know now, you know.
That's what's up.
I just want to, you know, cue in and say, you know, congrats again, and, you know, the CD's slamming, you know, and hey, so.
Hey, thank you, cousin.
You're welcome. All right.
Thank you, caller, for calling in. Just stay online. Just stay online. We're going to go to one more caller and say what's going on. Say what's up, caller. You're live with Brown Sugar. Say what's good.
What's good? What's good?
What's popping?
Hey, Queen Kong smashing everything. Yeah, man, I'm proud of you, too. Politician, man, I had to hit you up one time and just say, man, God bless. And I know it's been a long time coming. And, I'm proud that you just hold it down and you just kept it going and you pushed this one out. I just wanted to growl at you one time like, King Kong, I'm beating on my chest.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Carla,
yeah.
While we got you on the line, Carla, is there anything you might want to put on blast right now?
Man, them haters, man. Stop hating, man. Congratulate, especially when you got somebody you know that's really doing it and working hard for theirs. And you know what I mean? On some positive shit, man, the hating ain't going to get you nowhere in life, man. So stop hating, congratulate, and keep it moving.
Indeed.
You guys heard it first. I'm on Blast Radio. I thank you, caller, for calling in. And right now, Brown Sugar, I want to ask you, what makes you different from every other artist that's coming up in this industry or that's been out in the industry?
What makes me different is just me. Not only do I rap, I write my own lyrics. I write for everybody else. You know, I just smash hard for what I want. And I do slam poetry, so you're going to get, like, a whole eclectic mix on my album. And I feel like in the game, that's what's missing, is a variety. When you put on an album, it should never be you skipping songs. You're supposed to let that joint play. But if you're switching up your style and it's just moving and grooving like that, it go. And I feel like that's what sets me completely apart from everybody else. I don't want to be the next, you know, Lauryn Hill. I don't want to be the next Eve. I want to be the first Brown Sugar 916 footer. And that's what I'm bringing to the game, is me.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And I want to ask you, if you made it to your peak, like I ask most artists, is, if you made it to the peak of your career or at the point of your life where you want to be, how would you give back in return?
Oh, my goodness. Giving back, that's that's a given. You know what I mean? I come from nothing. I come from these streets. I know what it is to be hungry, and I have nothing. I know what it is to just see people that you love just out there on one. So if I can give back, and my way of giving back is putting music back in the schools and music back for the youth, I would definitely open up an art school and make it so accessible for our inner city youth who don't even have to worry about paying for anything. They moms, pops coming out their pocket, just make sure they get there. If I got to have, you know, charter buses to make sure these kids is getting there to work on music, dance, you know, their talent, art, whatever, playing instruments, free lessons, everything, that's my ultimate goal, is to not have people struggle and scrape like I did just to get what's inside of your head and your heart out. I want to make it easy for the youth and adults or whoever to be able to do that.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And right now, before we get into another quick break, I got a quick little service announcement. You know, well, I call it a service announcement, but it's from Oak Park Community Center. Every third Tuesday, groceries giveaway, limitations apply per household from 12:30 to 2:30 p.m. 12:30 to 2:30 p.m. while supplies last, 3425 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. That's 3425 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, exit 12th Avenue off 99 Freeway. This event is sponsored courtesy of Reaching You Where You Are Incorporated. Hoping for today, hope for tomorrow. The number for more information is 916-224-5038. That's 224-5038, and it's all good. But as we get into this next song right here, Brown Sugar, I want you to introduce it. It's track number 5. I do believe it's called Reamped. If I'm wrong, you know, please forgive me. You know, but can you let everybody know the concept behind this album?
Yeah, this song right here actually is called Out of the Cage. And it's basically when you go to the zoo and you see them gorillas in the cage going nuts and people steadily telling them they can't go nuts, stay in that cage and let people watch you.
when somebody finally leaves that cage open and we step on out that joint, this is what you're about to get. So that's why, you know, that's the track, Out of the Cage.
That's what's up. You heard Out of the Cage right here first. I'm putting them on Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station, Brown Sugar, Out of the Cage.
I'm really amped in the bitch. 311 new licks, new money, new shit. I'm going hard on the gang, taking three on the pint, and the damn time shine. I'm really amped in the bitch. 311 new licks, new money, new shit. And I ain't playing no games. Keep a clip in the thigh, and the damn time shine.
It ain't April, nigga. Y'all can't fool me. I'm Sacramento, California bear, nigga. That's me. All you niggas butter fall under the umbrella. If you flinch, I'ma beat you like a mackerella. The felonies couldn't hold your boy down like weight. A carnivore, cause I ate the judge like a steak. Who let the ace out the Sacramento zoo? Who creep up on you like a ghost in the night? Have you sweating like a sinner in church? Putting hands on you like a preacher lifting up skirts. St. Helen, Stanley Bell, and about to blow her top. See a bad bitch inside her boots, a 40 clock. She's pushing boots on the ogre with the green hands. From counting money, you the grouch inside the garbage can. A 29th Street legend banging like pants. Knock a nigga out with no hands.
I'm really amped in the dish. 311 new licks, new money, new shit. I'm going hard on the gang. Drinking three on a pint and a damn time shine. I'm re-amped in the bitch. 311 new licks, new money, new shit.
New shit.
And I ain't playing no games. Keep a clip in the thigh and a damn time shine.
I'm on the next level that you cats trying to be. I'm on the next level your bum bitches trying to see. Above the next level that you all trying to reach. If you step your life up, you still ain't fucking with me. They told you not to feed the animals. Now the baboons are loosing on the hood like cannibals. They tried to keep me in the cage.
Coming out in the industry, do you? What I'm saying is, do you find it where, you know how there's Nicki Minaj in them, the naked side of the rap industry? Do you think it makes it harder for the females that don't want to portray or go down that road, you know, to get into the industry? Do you think it makes it hard for those rappers to get known or get put on if they don't decide on dressing half naked?
I mean, this goes back to what I was speaking on earlier. It's bad because on a national level, when you see like a Nicki Minaj or, you know, Lil' Kim, and that's not to take anything away from their craft or with their success, period. But when you see by the masses and they see us as female artists being portrayed like that, then yes, that does put that image in everybody's head that you have to look a certain way. You have to dress a certain way. And if you want to get on, you got to fuck, you got to be half naked, you got to make, you know, sex on, or you got to just go in that path. And I have encountered the same thing. I've had label meetings with people with millions of dollars and I turned it down. You know, I had a, when I was supposed to sign one time with Interscope, they digging my style, loving me. But at that time is when I found out I was pregnant with my daughter. But because they wanted to portray me as a sex symbol, it killed my deal. And then I was left to choose with having my daughter and produce life or get an abortion for the sake of a music contract. So that made me smash harder for myself because my daughter is the best thing that just happened to my life, you know. How could you want that? But when we're portrayed in that type of way, it is what it is. And that's not me. You know, if that's you, if that's what you feel comfortable with, that's your path, much props to you. But that's not me. It's about the music and the talent at the end of the day. It's nothing to do with that. So I tell these young females, practice on your craft and don't compromise yourself. Because once that's gone, your looks are only going to hold you for so long. You know, once that's gone, and then when a label drops you, then you ran through, and then nobody else want to fuck with you. Ain't no more money coming in. You are, where are they now? Sucked up and fucked up in the hood somewhere. Now you just miserable for the rest of your life because you chose that over your craft. Don't compromise yourself.
That's what's
There's no
up.
Need
that's
to what's do up. Your own thing.
That's what's up. And right now, we got a few minutes left for the show, but we're going to go over time a little bit. But everybody that's online, I thank you guys for tuning in. You know, I don't know how long, you know, you guys are going to be online. I don't know if you can finish with the rest of the show. But everybody that's on the phone, please stay online. You know, stay on the phone. But like I said, the call is 347-633-9265. 347-633-9265. If you're online, www.blogtalkradio.com/ Put 'em on Blast Radio, PUTEM on Blast Radio, and you will find us. And we're on Twitter, Facebook, same address. You know, just type in Put 'em on Blast Radio, you find the dog, and you'll see us there. But right now, you know, we got one more public, another public announcement to make. It goes right along with the first one I made. And this one is for placement services provided by several locations to serve you, reaching you where you are. Independent living with support, board and care, room and board, transitional housing. Just hit up Ms. S. Bagley, you know, that's D-A-G-L-E-Y, housing specialist, 916-224-5038, or you can get at her at a prisoner of hope at yahoo.com. 3 meals a day, snacks and activities, no drugs or alcohol. So you guys hit her up. That's Miss S. Bagley. But right now, 916 footer, you know, I want to ask you, you know, do you think everybody should even be doing music inside this music industry, knowing how flooded and, you know, the industry is?
I mean, I feel like right now, and this is just my opinion, the industry has always been flooded, you know. It's always been good music, and it's always been people just doing it to get bribes or attention at the end of the day. I mean, if you believe in yourself and you go and you practice in your craft, go ahead and do you. You can't stop with a natural born, you know, getting talent in yourself or get discouraged because there's so many people doing it. You know, find your own lane and your own following and keep smashing. Don't let nothing, you know, pretty much distract you. But I just want to give a shout out. You just read the public announcement. That's my cousin, and she is a good person. She has a good heart.
I love her for what she does. So if anybody is in need of anything, please get at her. And the food giveaway is tomorrow at Oak Park Community Center. She's one of my biggest supporters, and I just got mad love for her. So, you know, this is what she do, you know, for the community. She's been doing this for a whole year, giving, you know, out of her own pocket, buying groceries if she has to sometimes, you know, getting donations just to give back to the community and the neighborhood we grew up in. So I just have to give her love for that, and I appreciate you for shouting that out.
You know, it's all love. You know, that's why you got to put them on Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. That's what we're here for. It's free networking, no matter what it is that you got going on, a job, you know, dog walker, whatever, pimping, pandering, whatever, police officer, whatever it is, you got to hit us up, promote yourself. You know what I'm saying? It's all love all the way around, all four corners. You know, we ain't even tripping. You know what I'm saying? It ain't just it's not just all about promoting music. It's about promoting whatever it is. Even if you need in need of somebody to talk to, you need a ear, and because you feel like your parents or people in the world ain't listening to you, hit us up, email us, hit us up, and we can talk to you on a special show, whether it's depressed. You know, we'll help you from being depressed, try to at least, try to help you from committing suicide, no matter what it is. We can talk about it right here. That's what we got this show for. But it's an outlet for all underground artists, mainstream artists who fell off and they trying to make their way back, or whatever it may be. You know what I'm saying? Even the ones that's still on top, you guys can come through us, promote your stuff, and we keep it going and keep it in rotation, and it's all love all day. You know what I'm saying? And stand the beef. Hopefully we can help end the beef, because everybody needs to stop the violence, and, you know, everybody needs to support each other and support your local artists and support your female artists and support your R&B artists, you know, rappers. Gospel, everybody. So I'm saying support each other. You know, damn 102 and 103 and all them, if they ain't going to play your music or if they're going to charge you an arm and a leg just for a couple spins while you sleep. So I'm saying hit us up. So I'm saying we'll play that. We'll get it out there. We'll help network for you, promote you. You never know. You might wake up in the morning and be the biggest star on the planet. You never know. So I'm saying it's all good. So I'm saying, but I want to ask you, Brown Sugar, what are your goals in this industry? What are your goals? What are you trying to get out of this industry?
Well, basically what I'm trying to get out of it is just getting her, getting my music out there, getting in people's homes, getting in your heart. If I can help you, you know, give you some guidance from what I've been through and share my experiences with you, that's my ultimate goal. I mean, selling music and making money, that's definitely a good thing at this point in time. It's definitely good, but more important than that, I want to, you know, spread my message with everybody from here to my people rocking in the village in Africa, everybody rocking out to our music and making a better way from the kids that grew up like me who didn't have it. And me, if I can get on and have it, that I could break bread with them, because I will never, ever forget that these streets raised me and what it made me, and you know, my whole mission to grind it on out. I wouldn't be who I am if it was not for the streets of Sacramento, and that's just real spit. That's my goal, is to help my people, all of them.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And right now we're gonna get ready to end the show, but I want everybody to go out and support Queen Kong. You know, Brown Sugar, 916 footer. And if y'all don't know, that's Brown Sugar. S-U-G-A 916 footer. Foot with an A at the end. Footer. 916 footer. You know what I'm saying? If y'all want to book her, you know, hit her up at her booking email, brownsugar916 footer at yahoo.com. Hit her up on her Facebook, brownsugar916 footer. Reverb Nation, same thing, brownsugar916 footer. Go out and support her. Go out and support Miss T. You know, go out and support everybody's movement. Go out there, hit up Miss S. Bagley. Hit up everybody, support everybody's movement. You know, it is what it is. But before we end the show, I'd like to end it, you know, telling everybody, you know, be safe, stop the violence. We need to come together as one and unite as one nation, and we need to support our local artists. Like what I always say, support our local artists. Go out and buy people's music. So I'm saying that's what you do, buy their music. Stop sitting there buying music from bootleggers. Stop doing that. Go out to the store or holler at the artist and get the music straight directly from them. So I'm saying go out, support these people. They got to eat too. They got families. So I'm saying they need money. how you think a person gonna become a superstar. Y'all made Lil Wayne a superstar. You know what I'm saying? Y'all made Drake a superstar. That motherfucker made music, I mean, money off of goddamn, you know, the little show he was on up in Canada. You know, it's all good, though. You know what I'm saying? I ain't mad, but still, support your artists is what I'm trying to say. If you guys is going to support these certain artists that are watered down, support the real artists that's talking about stuff. Damn the beat, you know what I'm saying? Damn the production and all that. Overlook all that. Close your ear to that. Block that out. Listen to the words, like Pac say. Listen to the words. If the person ain't talking about something, throw that shit out. See what I'm saying? But don't give up on them. See what I'm saying? Give them another chance. Hopefully a couple other songs or maybe another album. But on that second album, if they don't show you no difference, damn them. Put them on the back burner and push on to the next artist. See what I'm saying? Don't waste time on them. Just keep it going. Keep it pushing. And I hope, I wish you much love and support on your journey in this music industry. I hope you, you know, make it to the top. Get everything you want. It's all love. From Put 'Em On Blast Radio, you know, Crazy Mo Bloodino, Miss Kimmy Simone. But right now, Brown Sugar, I want you to introduce this track, number 19, which is your favorite song. You know, I don't want to mess it up. You know, I think it's called Pushing, but, you know, maybe I'm wrong. But, you know, you can introduce this track and let everybody know the concept behind this one as we end the show.
Okay. The concept behind this album is, I mean, this track right here is called Keep Moving. And it's basically, like I've been saying the whole show, grind it out. Don't let nobody distract you. You know what I mean? You are the company that you keep. So if you keep haters and you keep jealous little hollyhocks around you, after a while it's going to rub off on you. So this track is just to everybody to just move. Just keep pushing forward. And Funk Beta, the infamous Funk Beta, he did the production on this one. This track right here is my favorite track, because even though it's me and I wrote it, it's still inspiring for me to hear every day. Even on my bad days, I'm cheering my own self on to, like, let's get it, let's go, let's smash. So that's the whole concept behind this song. And me and him, you know, we sat down and this is what we came up with. So I hope y'all enjoy it. I appreciate y'all putting me on the show. The love, I thank you for what you guys are doing for all of us, underground, overground, everything. Just people can call in that don't normally know me, can holler at me. It's a good look, y'all, for real. Keep doing what you're doing. And, you know, I hope to one day I could tune in this radio station. You know what I mean? Everybody just all on the airwaves, because this is what you're doing is real. And you're giving back to the community by letting everybody to know where to go for resources out here in Sacramento. So support your artists, and we're just going to keep moving, you know?
They hear us right now, 916 Twitter. They hear us. If my brother called me from Japan, I know that's far enough, baby. We got love.
Yes, yes. I love it. I appreciate y'all.
You know, we appreciate you, and we thank you, and we salute you for coming on our show and blessing you, blessing us with your presence. And, you know, anything you got going on, excuse me. Excuse me. My bad.
That's all right.
Yeah, anything you got going on, just holler at us, email us. And that goes for anybody out there. Put 'em on blast radio at gmail.com. If you want an interview, you want anything, you want us just to promote, you know, like we did with Miss Bagley, you know what I'm saying? You got anything, any functions going on, helping, giving back, let us know. We'll promote you. We'll network it out for you guys. Just much love. So I'm saying all day, every day. Just holler at us. But Brown Sugar, like I said, I thank you. Anytime, if you got any flyers, anything you want us to help promote you, you know, just holler at us and we'll help promote that around the city and to all our fans and any and everywhere as far as we can. It's all love. But right now, it's all love. Like I said, this is Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. And for everybody out there, please go to facebook.com/ Put 'Em On Blast Radio and hit the like button. You know what I'm saying? So we can keep it moving and keep it going. And this is Brown Sugar, Keep Moving, number 19, off her track. Please support her, everybody, 916. We out. Thank you.
it ain't a sport. Keep pushing towards your dream. It ain't peaches and cream. But what about you, me? They want you off your dime. These suckers that be blind. They going against the grain. Such a terrible sign. Hating on the next man. Totally sticking to his plan. Pinky finger looking great. Rolling good hot damn. Why you looking sick, dude? You don't know what he been through. You mad because he getting food. You wishing he was broke as you. Round me, watch your mouth. I don't like who's coming out. Flip the ones that made it out. Willing to dismiss it out. Hear the plan and make it quick. Ain't no time for little bit. Get it clocked and pitch a strip. Hit the gas, step to this. They all amazing how I fit. Don't have to try it. Effortless. Ain't pick up for an actual gift. Damn, I wrote another hit. And I won't be a slave to my past. I'ma live each and every day like it's my life. Keep moving. Keep pushing. Keep going. Stay on your high soul. Stay patient. For this end, it's only a mountain struggle. They go wrong. They did wrong. Trying to knock it off your high soul. They wonder how you do it. They don't want to see your battle. It's your only life. So live it to the fullest. Get a plan. Map it out. Dream, but if it all be ass back shit and get your dream, better build you a team. Take it one step at a time, but 99.9, better stay on the grind. Elevate your hustle, don't be scared, learn to struggle. Put it down in bubble, hurry up, I'm rooting for you. Better get up, get out, get to it bad. Michelle and Barack, prophecy to the past. Big bang, hey, ass, put lazy in your past. Can't complain, get the last, buckle up and hit the gas. It's lions, tigers, and bears, oh my. It's a concrete jungle out here, you know that. Trying to stay away from 6 feet in one eye. Doing what you gotta for a piece of the pie. It's all time to shine. Get in tune with your mind. Put God in your life. You'll be a citizen. Keep moving. Keep pushing. Keep going. Stay on your high soul. Stay patient.
Keep pushing, keep going, stay on your